Blog Talk Radio.
Walking to be free. Them say it's only for a time. Still until be the longest journey and the truest test of will. I in the land of the free. Free pollution, free illusion, free confusion. In the land of the free, somehow we still feel like slavery. In the land of the free, free market capitalism and police brutality come complementary. In truth, how free are we? How free are we?
Aye.
Yeah, Diddy Bass on the radio, having some technical problems, but we're getting it together. We in the building.
Why make hip-hop music? It's more than just music, it's a movement. Whether on the curves in the burbs or the corners in the real hood, I'm here to make music that makes you feel good. I love hip-hop, that's why I make hip-hop music. With relevant lyrics and the beat that you can groove with. This ain't rap, so don't you dare confuse it to the other noise you hear from the lanes that just abuse it. It's a movement, bigger than rap and all that. It's more than selling crack in the trap and all that. It's more than being black and all that. It's a form of art, but not the type where you act and all that. It's a culture, and no sir, they never will ghost us. But I do see a couple of vultures trying to approach us. They keep telling us that hip-hop's dead due to the lack of real hip-hop heads. Don't believe the hype, the industry's trying to give it another sound. But hip-hop don't stop, it'll always be underground. Listen to the realest, cause the industry's lying. It ain't hip-hop, it's the hip-hop fans that are dying. I love hip-hop, that's why I make hip-hop music. It's more than just music, the movement, whether on the curves in the verb or the corners in the real hood, I'm here to make music that makes you feel good. And I love hip-hop, that's why I make hip-hop music. It's more than just music, it's the movement, whether on the curves in the verb or the corners in the real hood, I'm here to make music that makes you feel good. Make you feel good. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do. I ain't selfish, that's why I'm out here rhyming for you. I know a few are tired of seeing a bunch of mimics, all these colorful ass rappers with dances and other gimmicks. Step up your limit. Ever since rap became the new fad, the music turned gay and hip-hop became the new drag. What news flash? Papa got a brand new bag. Yeah, I'm up and coming, but refuse to be the new fag. Too bad. Ever since rap became a broken wrist, I feel like a homophobe that doesn't want to coexist. I punch mine, they slapping their lines with open fists. So how can they say the bitches in the game don't exist? No offense. I mean no disrespect to the ladies. I do it for y'all, just like the men and the babies. From the ghetto to the burbs or the woods to the real hoods, I'm here to make music that makes you feel good. Plus, I love hip-hop, that's why I make hip-hop music. It's more than just music, it's the movement. Whether on the curves in the verb or the corners in the real hood, I'm here to make music that makes you feel good. And I love hip-hop, that's why I make hip-hop music. It's more than just music, it's the movement. Whether on the curves in the verb or the corners in the real hood, I'm here to make music that makes you feel good. So if you feel
Yeah, Dirty Basement Radio, we in the building right now. A little technical problems, running a little bit late, but we here. I dug real deep back into the archives for that one, D-R-E, and I love hip-hop. That's the reason why we all here, right? That's the reason why we do what we do. It's this hip-hop music. All right. Telephone lines are open. Big shout-out to everybody who's been patient. Patient, waiting for me to get here, waiting for everything to get together. Thank y'all so much. I always appreciate all the support. I got to tell, got a 347 that's in the building early. Telephone lines are open once again, 563-999-3050. Please don't forget to press that number one button so I know that you got something that you want to say. We'll bring you right on these airwaves. Got a few things that's going to be going on today. Hold on tight, 347. We're going to get to you in a second. All right. A few things going on today. Got an interview at the bottom of the hour. I bitch it out to Seldom Seen from Fifth Coalition. He's going to be in the building. We're going to be chopping it up with him. Going through some of his music and talking about some of the things that he's got going on. Them gentlemen have been doing their thing for a number of years on a really, really big level. So we're going to get into some of the background and see what they got going on right now in about another maybe 15 or 20 minutes. Then, of course, during the next hour, you already know that we have the Go and Know is back full force, full throttle. All right, we're going through a lot of these songs that we get, a lot of songs that we pick up from the different record pools that we're involved in, and testing some of these songs out that they try to put out here in the marketplace and seeing, you know, what's the deal with some of these songs, you know what I'm saying? If they're going to fly, we've been having a little bit of difficulties finding some good music, but we find a few, you know, gems hidden in amongst all the rubble. So we're going to see what we're going to come across today. Let me jump to this telephone line right now, 347. Thank you so much for being patient. You're live on the air, DJ Sincere, holding it down. What's good?
Yo,
347,
yo.
You're live. What's good? What's
yeah,
good?
What's up, baby? What's good, baby? How you feeling?
What's good? What's good? It sounds like Uptown Band. What's good, family?
Yeah, man. Love is love, baby. Everything is everything, man. Just checking in, man. Everything is everything. You know what I mean?
All right. Definitely appreciate that. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We know you got some new music. I got a song from you. We're going to be checking that out a little bit later on during the Go or No segment, during the next hour and whatnot. So we're going to see what's good. You know what I'm saying? Anything you want to talk about in particular right now?
Oh, man. I mean, you know, I'm just glad everybody getting through this COVID. You know what I mean? Everybody's doing well. Everybody getting their vaccine. You know what I mean? I'm just, you know, I'm just focusing on the world getting back to, and it's never going to be the same again, but I just can't wait for everything to open back up, everybody start mailing again, and we get back into the good vibes of things. That's all I'm saying.
Right. No doubt. Well, you know, things are starting to open back up here in New York City. Even the subway is back to 24 hours. They had shut down the subway a little bit during a few hours of the early mornings for that heavy-duty cleaning, so I don't know how they're going to do what they do now, but, you know, things are starting to open back up. Now, you mentioned that vaccine, right? Have you been vaccinated? Because, you know, some people ain't gonna do that thing, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, have you decided to get vaccinated?
No, I haven't did it myself personally, but I'm proud of people that did do it, man.
Okay. Well, you know, because they've been really trying to entice people in different kind of ways and manners. We were talking about it last week, and you know, to me, it's always the case of, you know, situations like this. You know, you have the carrot and you have the stick. You know, right now they're flexing that. Right now they're flexing that carrot. You know what I'm saying? They're giving people different kind of, you know, options, and they're trying to entice them to get the vaccine. Last week we were talking about our stupid ass mayor who got on TV eating a burger and fries, you know, because, you know, New York was giving away a burger and fries at Shake Shack, and different retailers have been, you know, giving you going to bar and get a free beer and all kind of dumb shit like that if you can show that you've been vaccinated, right? So after last week, you know, because Ohio had started a lottery, and if you had gotten the COVID vaccine shot, you could enter this lottery for a chance to win $1 million. Well, I guess the burger and fries wasn't doing it here in New York City, so it's been reported that New York City is starting a $5 million lottery, and the way that you enter into the lottery is, of course, once again, by proving that you have been fully vaccinated. So these are some of the things that they're using to try to get people to, you know, take this vaccine, but sooner or later, that stick has to come down. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, right now it's carrots. They give you all these carrots. They give you all these carrots. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
trying to entice you.
As far as giving you money for a vaccine, baby, get rich or die trying. Know what I mean? That's all I can say about that.
No doubt.
I'm all for it, man. I'm glad people taking care of their shelf. Everybody practicing their social distance, man. I'm just glad everybody getting together. I just can't wait for everything to get back to normal so we can start seeing some of these shows, and I can start doing some shows, and, you know, life could be good again. Know what I mean?
Yeah, all right. Well, I guess we'll see. I definitely guess we will. We will see, but I don't know whether, you know, people are going to be that quick to want to, you know, go back to a concert or go back to a movie theater, you know, and sit next to, you know, people the way that we used to, because we used to be elbow to elbow, you know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers be right on your neck, you know, at some,
yeah, man,
at some of these,
that, man.
You know, at some
know
of these events.
I'm taking my mom to the movie next weekend, baby. We're going to go see the Rapper Man, baby. They don't stop nothing.
All right, well, that's what it is. All right, Dirty Basement Radio, we're in the building right now. We got it together right now. Let's jump into a little bit of music, expecting the brother Seldon Seen from Fist Coalition at the bottom of the hour. Dirty Basement Radio, we'll be right back. Big shout out to my dude, Mr. Roar. Mr. Roar, where you at?
Yeah. This is quarantine music. We in these streets and we bringing that heat. We don't beef with these niggas. We get the bread in the back cause we ride cause we eat with these niggas. Beef with me mad cause we bad, we ain't fighting, we pulling these trickies. Sticking that ass with that bag cause she bad, we be kicking these niggas. The room and the keys, we be kissing and telling, we posting the gram. Came up from nothing, we want them and none of them, we cute so we brag. Beef with me mad cause we brag, we bad, we be filling out bad. We make a snow than the rain, hit the door and we hopping the jag. Moving in violence and sounds we bad, we ain't making no scene. Bagging the sash, ain't counting no cash, it's quarantine. We get it dirty, we launder it up and we making it clean. You copy our socks like a virus, you bitches, it's COVID-19. 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 You copy our socks like a virus, you bitches, it's COVID-19. 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 You copy our sounds like a virus, you bitches, it's COVID-19. What? Can't copy my styles, my shoes, my clothes, I trip the most. DMing me cause they niggas be trolling and liking my posts. Pull up and pull out the heat, now these bitches are saying no smoke. Get to the money, you bitches is funny, you doing the most. We popping that pussy and shaking that ass and you do it for free. We dimes, we fuck with them G's and these streets get money with me. They all on my jacket, they messaging me, asking me where I'm going. I'm on my Tupac, shit, I'm lit, they get mad when they picture me rolling. Picture me rolling. Picture me rolling. We catching that flight and we hop on a jet and we out Boeing. Picture me rolling. Picture me rolling. We catching that flight and we hop on a jet and we out Boeing. Moving in violence and silence, we bad, we ain't making no scene. Bagging the stash, ain't counting no cash, it's quarantine. We get it dirty, we launder it up and we making it clean. We copy outside for survivors, you bitches, it's COVID-19. 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 You copy our sounds like a virus, you bitches, it's COVID-19. 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 You copy our sounds like a virus, you bitches, it's COVID-19.
Eyes on the prize. Listen, I do it like I do it. Cause y'all can't do it like I do it. It's a whole different vibe. You niggas collide with the music. I blend in with the music. I don't think you get it. I'm fluid, I glide with the music. Shit, I'm fly with the music. You understand what I provide through the music? Yeah, your best buy for the music. My version of me is different from what y'all see. The voice through the speaker, the image on TV. I'm top tier. Your thoughts should matter, but your thoughts don't matter. My vision is clear. Yeah, I give them octane. I'm like fuel as you move through the lane. Downshift, the momentum never change. And everything I do is monumental in the game. It's factual, nigga, you pray for the fame. I'm natural, you did something strange for the change. Fire from long range. My accuracy is insane. Flagship with the game. OG respectable, vintage, limited, nigga. Collectible. My aura's unfamiliar when I'm stepping through. Alone, but I feel like a wrecking crew. You know how I feel.
Eyes on the prize.
Listen, I
do it
like I
do it.
Cause y'all can't
do it
like I
do it.
It's a whole different vibe. You niggas collide with the music. I blend in with the music. I don't think you get it. I'm fluid, I glide with the music. Shit, I'm fly with the music. You understand what I provide through the music? Yeah, your best buy for the music. My handle is upscale, praise for the frequency. When you discuss fine wine, mention me. Fabric imported from Switzerland and Italy. The perfect blend between now and then chemistry. I'll make your favorite artist nauseous and bow willingly. Or contemplate suicide if he ain't feeling me. You kidding me? Ask the greatest, who's the greatest? No influence from the latest. I'm in a different zip code. We ain't neighbors. I bust rhymes.
Flip mode.
They can't take us. I'm generation flat. They can't break us. I ain't about to crumble folk shit. I ain't got to be humble folk shit. They can't shake us. You lames know my position in the game. I'm legit. Oh, I'm as dope as it gets. And I'll focus on what niggas represent. Follow the script. Don't get hit.
Eyes on the prize.
Listen up, like a, cause y'all can't, like a, it's a whole different vibe. You niggas collide with the music, I blend in with the music. I don't think you get it, I'm fluid, I glide with the music. Shit, I'm fly with the music. You understand what I provide through the music? Yeah, your best vibe for the music.
Yo, what's poppin'? This is your girl, Shereel Miss Sex Appeal, chillin' with DJ Sincere in the original Dirty Basement Studio in New York City.
Yeah, you already know what it is. Just finished listening to the great Billy Dance. I can go back and check the archives. We had an interview with him not too long ago. Fantastic interview. Make sure you check the lyrics of that song really close, all right, because I kind of mirror a lot of that stuff that he's saying in that song. A lot of people try to do it like we do it over here on Dirty Basement Radio, but do yourself a favor and accept no imitations. Isn't that right, Mr. Raw?
You already know who it is. You hear? Can you hear me? Can you hear me in the building?
You're sounding a little bit off. What's going on?
Man, yesterday was the wife's birthday. We were celebration. I ain't got no voice. I'm lost.
Well, definitely. All right, congratulations. All right, congratulations to Mrs. Raw. Happy birthday.
Yeah. We was turning up. You know what I'm saying? Had to sell a couple of the young whippersnappers. I thought they had some bars, too. You know what I'm saying? Had to pull out the whole foot on them.
Don't tell me you was trying to hang out in the club, Mr. Raw. You was trying to hang out in the club?
No. Not in the club. We was in the crib. We kept it local. We kept it in the crib. Okay. You know, with a couple of the young cousins and all that to do music now. You know what I'm saying? I was like, don't forget where this started. Because y'all think y'all open hearted. You know what I'm saying? Let's get it. Let's do it. You know? Okay. Yeah, fun. All right. It would have been real good to have some footage on that.
I'm quite sure that Instagram and the social media would have loved that. But maybe next time, So, you know, what else is going on, Mr. Raw?
Well, I'm looking forward to the Disciple Lieutenant coming down, touching ground in MIA. He's going to this Jump Jam concert where he's going to be performing. So I'm going to be trying to catch footage of that for Dirty Basement and see if I can connect with a couple of artists and network and do what I got, you know, do what I can do.
Okay.
So, that's gonna be going down June 5th. So that's about a week and a half from now. Or is that next? That's next. No, week and a half. Week and a half, almost 2 weeks. So looking forward to that, and then taking it from there, getting closer to Raw Day. You know, saying August, and when I'm gonna touch ground in New York, coming down there in the Dirty Basement. You know what I'm saying? I'm definitely looking forward to that. Well, I'm laying low in the cut. Peace and blessings to my man, Uptown Ben. It was good to hear your voice, bro. I'm going to stay in the cut because my voice is low and my thoughts are high. I ain't drunk.
Okay. All right, well, no doubt. Well, you know what I'm saying? You rest up and you get ready for that go and know that we got coming up at the top of the hour. We got a few more artists that we're going to be testing out, so we definitely need your input as far as that goes. 563-999-3050. All right. And please don't forget to press that number one button. Telephone lines are open. I have a 954 area code that's floating around my switchboard. All right. 954. Press that number one button. All right. If you got something that you want to say. All right. Expecting a seldom seen in just a couple more minutes. Now, we got a new song from Uptown Bam that we're going to be getting into a little bit later on. He sent me a song that he wanted us to test during today's going notes. We're going to get into that in a little bit later on. But I think I'll throw it back with this one from Uptown Bam. This is called Been Ready. Be right back.
I knew you were coming, so I sent everyone away because I believe my final moment was at hand. Before you pull that trigger, and take my life, I would like the chance to tell you some things. Perhaps to think about after I'm gone.
It's my turn to burn, it's my turn to burn. Respect is not given, it's earned. It's my turn to burn, it's my turn to burn. Respect is not given, it's earned.
Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you and take.
town, bam the Mac, put a feather in my hat before hip-hop died and said I'll be back, and it is. Beloved, I do this for the kids, and after Sunday service, some cornbread and ribs. This is king, uptown, bam, I do my thing, let my light shine. Every day's a grind, breast in the flesh, give sight to the blind. Be that it may, feel these words I say, uptown, bam, do this for fun, but the kids don't play. Niggas wanna fuck my wife, stab my back for the night, smoke a blunt, give me a pound like everything's alright. I'm a made man, our boy, y'all be free. It's all to the good, cause it's all about me. Cocky, conceited, I say humble and blessed. Loved by many, north side is where I rest. They call me uptown, bam, cause my style swag is banging. Flying over the hood, y'all still in the corners hanging. Same spot since 2003. I can feel your energy, nigga, you wish it was me. My trials and tribulations made me who I am. North side, I'm still yours, beloved uptown, bam. Now I'm the man.
Yeah, Dirty Basement Radio, little throwback there from Uptown Bam. He's going to be in the building a little bit later on during the next edition of Go and Know. Expecting my guest Seldom Seen in just a couple more minutes. He should be in the building. Checking out my switchboard right now, seeing if that may be the telephone number, but we'll just see in a couple more minutes. All right, if we could definitely make that connection happen. 563-999-3050. All right, a few more things are definitely going on out there. Aside from all this COVID situation, you know, more and more every single week we're getting more and more footage that's coming out from different situations in terms of police overreach, police brutality, and just police violence. You know what I'm saying? There's a case that's going on right now that's actually about a year or so old where they really brutalized, you know, this frail little white lady. So, you know, people got to understand that, you know, while the racial component is definitely there, that's always going to be an issue, you know, from the foundation of policing in this country. It's an endemic part of police culture. And if you see what was done to this frail white woman and how they responded to it even after the fact, after they were watching body cam video in the station house, you know, it becomes obvious that it goes really, really deep. And anytime that you have one of these situations, you know, they run the narrative about, you know, certain police officers are okay and this, that, the other thing, and, you know, just one bad apple or a bad actor here and there. But it goes beyond just the individual, and it really has nothing to do with training. Certain things you cannot train out of people, you know, and we see these things more and more. Now, in this particular case, I think it would be really, really helpful if it was really picked up on in the wider media because, you know, you have certain people, certain populations of this country that have the idea that the police can do no wrong. And I think that once the larger society seems to see these kind of things displayed more, they'll get a greater understanding that, you know, it's not merely, you know, somebody who you could say was, you know, a violent person or a thug, or you can claim that they were resisting arrest, or you can say any number of things to kind of justify the behavior. When you see a case like this, there is no justifiable reason for these particular actions. Just a little mini rant right there, you know, one of the things that's going on here in this country. And it's really a good thing now because of the technology. Everybody has a phone. Things are getting more and more displayed. Let me see if I have my guest here right now. Let me see if this may be him. Seldom Seen.
Yes, sir. How we doing, brother?
All right. All right, all right. Yes, sir. Welcome to the Dirty Basement. Definitely appreciate you taking a little bit of time coming through and hanging out with us. So now, definitely have to return the favor. You know, you reached out to me a couple of months ago, and you know, invited me onto your platform, you know, your podcast yeah. platform, and had a fantastic interview with you. So you know,
right.
definitely had to get you on. Yeah, definitely had to get you on here so we'd have an opportunity to speak with you and talk
no
about
doubt.
Some of the things that you know you have. Going on, because you know you've definitely been you know doing your thing for you know quite a minute you know out here you know in the industry and putting out songs. And matter of fact,
right.
you're on tour right now. Is that correct?
Well, was we're on break now, and I'm just waiting for some of the other dates to come down the pipeline. But we were on tour, and we hit over around Denver, around. A few places, Oklahoma City, up in that area. So, and it was just kind of really just to get our feet wet because, you know, ain't nobody really been performing for a year. And so,
right.
you know, the opportunity was there and, you know, we wanted to get out there and see how the people would respond and react and things of that nature. And to our surprise, it went pretty good. It went very well. So, but yeah, we're getting back out there. I'm not sure. Like I said, I don't have the dates of the next go-round, but as soon as I know, you'll know.
Okay. All right. No doubt. Now, where are you originally from?
Grand Rapids, Michigan. Born and raised.
Oh, Michigan. Okay. Okay. So
yeah.
you, that's Midwest. So, yeah. Okay. Okay. So you're from the Midwest.
Yep. Yep.
So, Bob, right, let's
take
it all the way
from
back.
Detroit.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, let's take it all the way back and get a little bit of foundation about you. How did you start your journey in hip-hop?
Wow. I mean, if we go back, like I was raised up with my mother and father. So coming up, I listened to, of course, between Motown, which was my father, and then my mom was into opera. So I got a chance to learn.
Okay.
I got a chance to learn classical music and things of that nature.
Nice.
But as I got older, the hip-hop thing really started to kick in. I never really had a desire to do it at that time. I was just so amazed at hip-hop coming through the door and, you know, some of the things that they were accomplishing. It probably wasn't until I became maybe a teenager and a couple buddies of mine would, you know, just freestyle in the hall and... you know, started getting pretty good at what we was doing, and then eventually worked our way into getting into studios and things of that nature. And then around about that time, that's when I really started to take it a little bit more serious. But it was a journey. It took some years to really start getting good at it and learning, you know, how to mix, how to master,
right.
how to record properly and things of that nature. But, yeah, it all kind of started with that Motown sound and then mixed in with a classical sound. And then eventually, you know, once I started getting off into hip-hop, if you hear my music, I have a lot of those sounds mixed in, like if I'm doing a production, because, you know, that's what I was raised up on.
Okay. So what would you say was your breakthrough moment or your aha moment?
With hip hop? Oh, wow.
You know, as far as your, you know, musical career, like when did you realize that you could really do this?
That I could really do this? Let's see, that aha moment. It had to be my first album, Between the Shadows. I had put that out somewhere around 2005. And then I probably did about 5,000 copies of that. And
okay.
I think then that's when I was kind of like, okay, I think I can make this work for a living. So
okay.
Yeah, so
no
I have to say
my
first album. Yeah.
Okay.
I
now,
mean,
being that you've done this, you know,
but
I'm sorry.
I said a slow 5,000, but yeah. I eventually got there. So.
I know that. Well, you know, I mean, slow bucks is better than no bucks, so you can't beat that. You know.
There you go.
You can't beat that.
There you go.
You know, and,
right.
And to be able to do that, and to be able to do that, you know, independently out the trunk, as they say, is definitely an accomplishment. So definitely, you know, hats off to that. So, you know, exactly. Being that you've been doing this for, a minute, you know, entirely independently, or have you ever been approached for more of a major situation?
I have. It was by a couple labels, but I just never was happy with the paperwork and what they were, you know, wanting from me. And I think I have a better understanding of it today, but, you know, I was just, from the beginning, I was just very protective of those masters and very protective of the publishing. So now I understand you got to give to get. So, you know, but long as it's fair. I've never received any contracts to where I felt like it was fair. So with that, my mindset was pushing more toward, you know, we might have to do this thing independently because, you know, I just can't give up my life like that. You know, this might be the one. And all of a sudden you find out, you know, they own 100% of your publishing and all of that
right.
stuff. And then that causes other problems on the other end. So, you know, so just to avoid that, I definitely would, if the contract was right, if it was just fair, I can work with fair, but I can't do, you know, getting done like a prostitute in a sense. So.
Gotcha. Well, since we're on this particular topic, since you had those kind of, you know, opportunities, brought to you, but decided to remain independent nonetheless, right? Can you talk a little bit about the trials and tribulations of being a successful independent artist? You know what I mean? Like we were just talking about you have being on tour and you're waiting for some more, you know, tour dates to come in, you know what I'm saying? It's like you're going to have to, as an independent artist, that's something that you have to do entirely, or, you know, your group, you know, your team has to do entirely on their own with no machine. So, you know, can you talk about that some and everything that goes into being a successful independent artist?
Yeah. From independent-wise, yeah, you're going to have some type of a team. It's just really hard to do it all by yourself. Extremely hard. You'd have to be a workaholic. But if you got a pretty good team, if you got certain cats who do certain things, you know, in the beginning you kind of surround yourself with 6 to 10 rappers, but after a while you start figuring, we really don't need these many rappers. We need some producers now. Now we need a manager. Now we need, you know, somebody who can do booking and set up shows. So as you go along, you start bringing in different people that can help you get to where you're trying to get to, whether it's, you know, hey, I'm trying to sign this deal with Warner Brother, or I'm just trying to get on a tour or whatever, to have those people in your corner or to have their number, and now you can at least talk and negotiate. Then you can be a little bit more successful at being independent, but it is a hard racket. I heard a lot of cats say that I just can't do it. Independent is just too hard, and it is. That would be the best thing I would tell anyone is surround yourself with good cats who, you know, everybody know how to do different stuff, and then hopefully you can carry. You know, I mean, you can. Cover all the bases that's needed in order to have a successful tour or to have a successful record that's now hitting the airwaves or, you know, whatever it might be. So, but trials and tribulations, they're going to come anyway. The only thing with the independence is when you're on tour and you got the tour bus, it breaks down. You got to be the one to get that thing back rolling. You don't have no machine to call them and say, hey, we need some money. So that's the hard part with being independent, but it can be done. So, and I think we're one of the groups that's proven it can be done. So,
absolutely. All right, Dirty Basement Radio, we're in the building right now with Seldom Seen from Fist Coalition. I had chopped it up a bit, getting some a background and some insight into the trials and tribulations of a successful independent artist. All right, now we got some of your music right here. We want to get into one of these songs. Then I got my co-host in the building. We're going to come back and plug him in on the other side. We got a song here called Live and Die Midwest, which makes sense now since that's where you're from. All right, so why don't you talk about this song and, you know, I'll bring this song in before we play it.
That was a joint Big Shotty had did. We brought in Six Man on that joint. That was around about when we did our first tour with him, which was over in Europe. And so it was just kind of the perfect timing. Of course, myself and Mike Hunter D is on there, and we just mixed it together because we all from Midwest, and it turned out to be some real good chili. So,
all right, Dirty Basement Radio, let's get into it right now. This is Fist Coalition featuring Six Man, Live and Die Midwest.
Much better. Control the mind state of a nigga to get cheddar. Friends are knocking down on me to say they brought you up. Too bad, see where you from and how you was brought up. 3 o'clock, up in the morning, Miss Tracy. Niggas cooking white and we wearing it ain't pastry. Flagrant, following the team and you think pagan. The bitch in the street where you from, but that's how you live it. Just a chipper child haven that grew up, a fucking grew up, but then I blew up. Killers know who I am, but don't know y'all. Nickname OG baby, Bobby Johnson. Red shot on these mutts like Charles Bronson. Sponsored by the best, so I always be the best. The COD complex, I pray you lay the rest. You can bury me but resurrect me out the Midwest. No less, as we hit to do the land, with one mic in our hand. Show them seen as we stand. Give it up to my people all across Michigan. Hey, turn it up, turn it up. Radio, turn it up, turn it up. Turn it up, turn it up. Midwest, yeah. Smoking jam from the grand, live it die.
We're not your average crew, the beat is chopped to school. Cat food blend, mixed with tofu. We spiced it up, goody, like soul food. Calm and cool, I'm in a flow to relax, move. Matrix maneuver when they shoot up our school. Running for safety, Trump riding a Mercedes. Making sure the aid don't go to Haiti. Repo, you niggas gon' pay me, I might die. Try to confiscate my records, my masters. Like Prince Pocket Michael, not Myers, but I'm Michael Psycho. Who gives a fuck if I'm real like yo? Trump flow, riding the beat like Nitro. Leg steel, when I'm laying the pipe slow. Your girl know, I gotta toot my own horn. My skills poor, these beats is abnormal.
As we hit to through the land, with one mic in our hand. Show them seen as we stand. Give it up to my people all across Michigan. Hey, turn it up, turn it up. Radio, turn it up, turn it up. Turn it up, turn it up. Midwest smoking from the grand, live it, die.
Yeah, destined for greatness, solid but sacred. Powerful and patient, more abrasive. Radio to Ebro, Coke to Kilo. Denzel the sequel, Craig and Devo. Gun rule our grandstand, yeah. Grind at a steel mill, Alex and Flash dance. Yeah, drop the bomb like the Gap Band. Yeah, Thomas Church on the Sandman. Billy Bob Thornton, these niggas are sling blade. Link with Six Man and burn niggas as bitch made. These niggas stink, so we call them shit stain. Guns from the West, you can call me Jack Spade. Holocaust, still remember me. Reeve Jackson, I'm the centipede. Won't let these fuckboys nitpick at me.
We get to do the land, with one mic in our hand. Show them seen as we stand. Give it up to my people all across Michigan. Hey, turn it up, turn it up. Radio, turn it up, turn it up. Turn it up, turn it up. Midwest smoking jam from the grand, live it, die.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah, real heavy, real heavy, real heavy right there. That's Fist Coalition alongside the Six Man. All right, Live and Die Midwest. We got one of the artists in the building right now. We got Seldom Seen with us in the building right now. Big shout out to all my area codes that's in the building right now. Big shout out to my IG fam. Big shout out to, let me see. Got a couple of 917s in the building, 347. What's up, what's up? All right, 631, I see you. All right, it's all good, it's all good. Definitely appreciate you, 954. I definitely, definitely appreciate you. All right. Yeah, let me get my dude, Mr. Roar, plugged in right now. Mr. Roar.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Put your guns away. Can you hear me?
Yep, yep.
All right, what's going on, bro? The strong devour the weak and
those other families. Seldom, are you with us?
Yeah. Right,
we got something going on in the back. Okay, there we go. Okay, there we go. Yeah, there we go. All right, well, I got my co-host, Mr. Roar, in the building. He a little bit under the weather, but we're going to get him involved for a hot minute, Mr. Roar.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Peace, 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 bro. I like that just now that was going in. I heard some of your background, and definitely seeing how you're from the Midwest, I was curious to hear where you go with it, because usually when I get somebody on the line and I ask them, you know, who's their top five that are alive MCs, I would like to see where you go with them, because you kind of like in a position that you could either be on the one side or the other side or a mixture of both. So, give me your top five MCs of all time.
Oh, wow. Of all time? Man. I don't know. That one's always a hard one. I got five for you, but that one's always a hard one because I try to distinguish in the sense of, okay, when you say top five, do you mean rapper or do you mean lyricist? Because the rappers don't necessarily have always the best lyrics, but they have that swag, they have the shine, they have the all that comes with an MC, to where some MCs, they're so lyrically out of this world, it's just like, you know, it's crazy. But my top five, I think if I'm looking at it as, okay, who had the most impact, who had great lyrics, great songs, and then really hit the masses hard, I would have to go with Nas. He was the first cat that I heard that made me put the pen down, because his lyrics was just so, I thought, I didn't even know this cat was speaking in English. So definitely Nas. I would have to go with Tupac. He was more like a poet to me. He wasn't necessarily like what you call a lyricist, but he was always more like a poet. And to me, Tupac was like one of the first MCs that made you feel, you know what I'm saying? Like R&B cats could always make you feel that music because they singing. But Tupac was one of the ones that I could feel his music. You know, I understood what he was saying when he talked about Brenda's Baby and Keep Your Head Up and things of that nature. So definitely Tupac. I have to give it to Eminem. I think he's one of the rawest lyricists that came out. And I ain't just saying that because he's from Michigan, Detroit, but I think he actually earned that place. So I definitely would go with Eminem. I got two more. This one, it fluctuates sometimes, but I think I would go with Ice Cube. Because when he was in his prime, I think he wrote some of the rawest songs that then came out. And I always say that that chorus, that hook for Boys in the Hood is probably the dopest hook that's ever been written in hip hop. The Boys in the Hood are always hard. You come talking that trash and we'll pull your card. To me, that was just the ideal hook explaining what a boy in the hood was. So I give that to Ice Cube. And then, wow, I'm gonna go old school with this last one. It changes sometimes, but I don't think Coogee Rap ever gets the respect that he deserves of being a lyricist. And I thought Coogee Rap was one of the dopest lyricists to ever get on the mic. So, you know, it's people gonna argue with it, but you know, I'll take that top five for right now.
Well, I got no arguments about what you say, because everybody that you said, that's not my top five in order, but they are in my top 20 as far as MC lyricists and stuff like that. I do say similarities to that myself when it comes down to, you know, Nori could get a little crowd jumping, you know. ODB, you know, Biz Markie, you know, Spring Again. But then when I want to hear something that's going to motivate me to make me write, I'm listening to Nas. I'm listening to Black Thought, Mos Def.
Mm.
I'm listening to Rakim. I'm listening to Jada. I'm listening to Jay. Eminem. You know, like you said that. So I really am. Definitely. And Coogee Rap is from my hood. So he's from Queens, from New York. So he was somebody that used to play them words so nice. You know, he just had a little lisp tongue. So sometimes people wasn't giving him that credit. But Coogee Rap is one of the founding fathers, for sure, in my book. I definitely can coincide with that, the top. Now that you said that, which one of them, if any, has any major influence on the molding of you when it comes to structure of bars, when it comes to trying to not emulate, but we come up with our own, you know, like you teach me something, Sincere teach me something, and then I'll realize something that I know already, and then I'll make my own out of it. So I look at that in hip-hop. So which one of those, if any, did that for you?
I think I would go with like an Ice Cube. I really dug the way he would put stories together. I fell in love with stories through Ice-T, who, you know, you put an Ice-T record on and it would have a beginning. 6 a.m, police at my door, fresh Adidas squeak across the bathroom floor. And then it would just continue to tell you this story until eventually it got to the end of the song. And so Ice-Cube, to me, was a master at that. And especially in my earlier days, I think I catered more to that style of giving you a story, beginning, a middle, and an end, whether it was about a female, whether it was about being in the streets or whatever. So I think, and then my mom had told me something before she passed away, and she was just kind of telling me about rap music, and she was the one that was in the opera. But she told me, she was like, us older folks, we would listen to rap more, but we have to understand it. If we don't understand what you're saying, we're not going to get off into it. And so with that, I think that started helping me to, you know, slow the flow down some so I can make sure my audience is hearing exactly what it is I'm saying. You know, try to be different with it. Talk about things that maybe they don't know anything about. We can talk about the Midwest and what goes on in the Midwest, because it is different from New York. It is different from California or even Atlanta. So we got different stories we can tell. But if it was any one of those guys that I mentioned, I think I would have to go with an Ice Cube, just the way he wrote. And you can understand what he was always saying at all times. He wasn't like real fast like a Busta Rhymes or a twister or anything of that nature. So I think I would go with Ice Cube.
Yeah, that's well said, because it's more easy listening. It's more comprehensible. You know, I kind of pride myself the same way. I like my bars to be heard. For you, in order for you to understand a bar, you got to hear it. So
yeah.
I try to make sure that it's not that, you know, mumble style that you got to listen so close to, and then it got so much heavy slang from your neighborhood that we have to be from that neighborhood to understand it. So, well said.
Right, right.
I'm definitely looking out and listening to what you got to offer, man. I appreciate
you
giving me the time. I'm going to pass you back to DJ Sincere. Pardon my voice.
Okay.
You sound
great. Oh yeah, partying to do that. So, but that's what's up. Salute, my brother.
All right, no doubt, Mr. Roy. Mr. Roy, we definitely appreciate your input. All right. We're deep in the conversation with the brother Seldom Seen from Fist Coalition, having a real good time. All right, all my area codes is in the building. If you want to join the conversation and say what's up to the brother, press that number one button. Now we got some more music we want to get to from you, but before I do that, I just want to ask you this quick question. What do you think about ghostwriting in hip-hop?
When I first got off into hip-hop, that was a no-no. Rappers didn't do that.
That's
rappers
right.
was their skill. Their skill and everything that they did was based off of, I wrote this. This came out of me.
See, but you know what, brother?
You know. Mm-hmm.
But you know what? See, that is the funny thing about hip hop. All right, because in R&B, any other genre of music, it's okay just to be a singer.
Yep.
You can only be a singer. You ain't got to write a word. You could just, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
You just got to be, you know what I'm saying? You just got to be Luther. That's all it is. You just got to be Luther. If you're Luther, that's all you need. You ain't got to write shit.
That's all you need.
Right?
Right.
but when it comes to hip-hop, it's just like you said.
Yep.
An MC is expected to have written what he's saying. You know what I mean?
Right.
And it's always been that, you know, that kind of, like, weirdness to it. So fast forward now. We know we got ghostwriters in hip hop and you know what I'm saying, sometimes it gets exposed and so on such and such. So, you know, have you ever written for someone else?
I've helped. I've never written a whole entire rhyme that someone else said, but I've sat in with cats and, you know, when they would get stuck or something, I would fill in a line here or two, something like that. So in a sense, yeah, I have, but not like entire songs. I think we kind of, cause you started seeing it a little bit back in the day, you would hear a little bit about that ghostwriting with like Dr. Dre. The first time I think I heard it was with Eazy-E. Later on, you started hearing it some with Kanye West, but all of these cats were producers, so we kind of accepted it. But now you actually got top of the line, biggest rappers out right now, and come and find out that they got, you know, five ghostwriters like a Drake, and so that hit the industry like, oh wow, this cat ain't writing his own stuff, because, you know, he's at the top. He's the guy. He's, you know, and we thinking all of this is coming out of him. But on the
go ahead. You know, I heard, you know, being that you brought up Drake, I heard something about Drake the other day, and it really kind of amazed me in a way. Now, he's been out for about 10 years now, right? He's been about 10 years, maybe a little bit more. He's had, like, over 200, I think maybe 250 songs on the charts.
Mm-hmm.
So he puts out an awful lot of music. I mean, you turn on, you know, your urban station in whatever area that you in, and you're going to hear a multitude of different Drake songs during the course of the day. I mean, you know, with somebody with that kind of, that's putting out that kind of an output, I don't think you should really expect that he's writing every word.
Yeah. And it's almost to the point where you know, the average cat who is doing all his writing, it's going to be hard for him to compete because he has this machine. So when he's done with one song, that machine already got the next song ready to go. All they need is his voice on it. You know what I mean? So it's one of those things, but it's going to get more and more popular because, you know, these cats are going to try to keep up, and just one writer, you know, unless you're not trying to keep up, you're just trying to do your own thing. But if you're trying to compete with the Drake and Amigos and things of that nature, you're going to have some type of machine behind you.
Yeah, no doubt.
That same rule kind of goes with the comedians, too. They kind of got that same thing, too. When comedians talk about, they was talking about Kevin Hart and whether he write his own jokes or not, and then come find out he do have people who do write. But, I mean, I think all comedians have that to a certain degree.
Yeah.
If you get at the top of the industry, you got to move at a certain pace. And so probably a machine is, you're going to have one. So.
No doubt. All right, Sheldon Senior is in the building with us. All right, we got the Go With Know that's coming up in just a little while. Our brother, if you could stick around, we would love for you to be a guest judge also today. All right, expecting my homegirl Miss Knockout to be in the building also. Hopefully we'll be able to catch up with her. She's scheduled to be a guest judge also. And I was hoping to have my dude DeMille from X Squad DJs, CEO of X Squad DJs, to be in the building. I'll see if I could catch up with him also. But in the meantime, let's jump into this next song coming from Seldom Seen and Sis Coalition. This joint is called Filthy.
Yeah. Mike Hunter D. Get it? Three-headed monsters, niggas dead playing the possum. We attack like Godzilla and King Kong. Look how they react when they playing our song. One of the best to step foot in this motherfucker. Street legend, I came straight out of the rucker. Heard a man of dope, shit on you with no soap. Procaine, we slice him up like dope. Solid purity, 100% potency. Arm and hammer, cut it with the baking soda. Them cocaine meth ass be stressed out like yoga. Can't knock the hustle, similar to Jehovah. The snitches can't be a witness in court. I be 6'9 with the hit list, no confession. So niggas can't be acquitted. Now you feel the pain, them niggas trying to hit it. Even with back, can't even protect it.
Can I get down? What you thinking at? Can I get down? Feel me down.
I'm a humming in this motherfucker. I'm a vampire to your blood suckers. I pity the fool like my name Clubber. Passion of Christ, I'm the Last Supper. Fag nigga, you a dick brain. You got balls in your chin like a shit stain. Dana Dane like I'm David Blaine. Floating in the air, call me Mary Jane. It's Friday like I'm Chris Tucker. Fast and the Furious, I burn rubber. James Brown, I'm a soul brother. Lauren Fishburg when I'm deep cover. Yeah, you a trash motherfucker. Eating ass motherfucker, I blast motherfucker. Pull out the tech, shatter glass motherfucker. Filthy ass motherfucker.
Can I get down? What you thinking at? Can I get down? Filthy ass. Can I get down? What you thinking at? Can I get down? Can I get down? Yeah, can I get down? Thinking at? Can I get down? Filthy ass. Can I get down?
I spit phenomenal flows, popping like vitamins. I'm up and down, crawling these walls just like a Spider-Man. Yeah. Flipping it, cracking these backs just like a cashew. The word to the son of the Bible, ready to mask you. Your enemy, your self-force lies, just to trap you. Still broke as fuck with this rap, shit I surpass you. Disaster, clash of the titans when I be writing. Your thorax, shattered and broken, thunder and lightning. Right. Still throwing missiles at you like this was Galaga. Right. This shit travel lightning speed just like a challenger. I'm iller than most and still better than you all. Yeah. My music stretch over the coast back. I don't know about you, but niggas know who we are. You overdosed on IV and now you need an ER. Fix your face, motherfucker, this be extravagant. Back all the way the fuck up if you can handle it.
Can I get down? What you thinking at? Can I get down? Feel me at? Can I get down? What you thinking at? Can I get down? Get down. What can I get down? Yeah, I can't get down. Thinking at? Yeah, I can't get down. Feel me at?
Yeah, definitely another banger coming from the Fifth Coalition. That joint right there was called Filthy. Yeah, I'm definitely over here rocking to that joint right there. All right, Dirty Basement Radio, we got the brother Seldom Seen in the building right now, chopping it up with him. We got the Going No coming up in a couple more minutes. Let me run through these telephone lines and see who's here right quick, see if I can get a couple of quick connections. 396, 396, you're live on the air. Talk to me real quick. What's good? 396, what's going on? I hear you rustling around in the background. 396. Okay. All right, well, we got them in the building checking out the show. All right, maybe they're just not ready to come on the airways. Let me see about this 496. This telephone number is looking kind of crazy right now. 496, 496.
What's up, what's up, what's up?
What's going on with you? What's going on with you? We appreciate you checking out the show. What's good? You want to talk
it's
to our guest, Seldom Seen?
It's Knockout. It's Miss Knockout.
Oh, Miss Knockout. Okay, what's going on, Knockout? I was
what's
definitely
up?
Looking for you to be. All right, definitely looking for you to be in the building. All right, one of our guest judges today for the Go and No. All right, but you know, I know you've been tuned in for a minute. Would you like to say something to our guest? I always try to, you know, link artists together. You never know what might develop.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt. Yeah, I was listening to it. Sure, I enjoy all the music and stuff like that. So it's real cool and shit. Everybody's doing their thing, for sure. Yep. IG, at the real Miss Knockout, if you want to get at me, at the real Miss Knockout.
What, that's what it is. How'd you get that name, Miss Knockout?
You know, when we used to battle younger, they used to be like, oh, you're going to knock them out or whatever. We used to do little ciphers and then, you know, just stuff. That's the nice
that's
version.
Right. That's a nice version.
Yes. I definitely
shout out Miss Knockout for coming through, being in the building. She's going to be giving her assessment and analysis of some of these joints we got coming up in just a little while during today's edition of the Go and Know. She's a fantastic artist and also an entrepreneur her own self. So, yeah, definitely all my folks is definitely busy with it. I definitely appreciate you. All right. So now, what could we, you know, what could we expect, you know, from, you know, a Fifth Coalition for the rest of 2021?
Getting back in the studio, creating, from the Fifth Coalition, just coming up with some new music, new sounds. I'm in a joint with different producers and we just kind of trying to come up with something that, you know, that's just straight up Midwest. Like you said, we're kind of in the middle. We heard, you know, we grew up listening to New York hip hop. We grew up listening to California hip hop, and then eventually the ATL, the South, caught their wind and started to fly. So now, you know, we're starting to feel like, okay, it's got to be Midwest time. So we just want to make sure that the music is tight, and when that light shines on us, man, we ready for it. So more music. Myself, like when I came home from the tour. They were shooting a movie here called Leo, which it stars I believe his name is Omar Jr., which is Cuba Gooding Jr.'s brother. And then the young man, his name slips my mind, but he played in Get Rich or Die Trying as the young 50 Cent, and of course he's all grown up now, but he's also in that movie, and I was able to nap a part in that movie as one of the big drug dealers in that movie. So y'all be on the lookout for that. So we just keep our hands on a lot of stuff between music, movies, podcasts, cats are shooting videos. So as a whole, Fifth Coalition, we're always grinding and working. Big Shotty's, you know, producing for some other cats and stuff like that. Under D shooting videos for other artists and, so, you know, we do a lot of different stuff. That was the great thing about Fifth Coalition. We all learned different things, and so we could always keep that thing, you know, in-house. We didn't have to go outside and try to find somebody to shoot a video for us or find somebody to do this or do that. So Okay. So with that, we can kind of work like we want to work and do like we want to do. So
yeah, that's what
but
it
more
is.
More music, now, more tours, more movies. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. Well, definitely congratulations on all of that. We'll be looking forward, you know, to all of that content when it does, you know, come out into the marketplace. But I do have one more song that I want to play. All right, while we, you know, have you for this interview. Now, you've had the opportunity of, you know, doing music with, you know, some, you know, well-known artists such as, you know, Rod Digger and this gentleman that's on this next track that I'm getting ready to play, Bizarre from D12. Why don't you introduce this record?
The joint with from D12, that's Big Boy right there, and that's that joint. Well, we actually did two joints, so I'm a little afraid to say which one it is. We actually did two or three joints.
Well, it's actually,
with it, but
okay. Well, this one is Hold the Crown.
Oh, okay, got you. Hold the Crown, joint that we shot over in Detroit. We went over there to where Bizarre was at, and got in the studio with him and was able to just mess around and stuff like that, but. That's another one of them joints, Big Shotty production. Me and Hunter D laced up the track and then sent it to, got it to Bizarre. And of course, Bizarre does what he does best. So, Hold the Crown, baby. Fist Coalition.
Smoking number OG, no Reggie Miller, man. You know how we do. Bizarre, one of the livest niggas. The shooter and the driver, nigga. You should retire, nigga. Don't let me get one off in this bitch. Yeah. Chinese buffet, you can suck all our dick.
All our
fuck
dick.
Cops, fuck ops.
Yeah.
Fuck nines, we shoot Glocks. Don't get your ass popped.
Don't fuck with it.
I'm Cupid, I'll shoot a nigga with an arrow.
I will.
Breakfast
I
time, I crack a nigga barrel. Wild nigga steal. I've been kicking written since y'all niggas was shit. Strip club, about to catch a mask. Lake Erie, trying to catch some bass. Call me Spreewell, cause I be choking niggas. Call me Newport, cause I be smoking niggas. Got a pound of weed for my Oakland niggas. Detroit, Michigan, wow, we be provoking niggas. Weirdo.
Man, rappers, Detroit,
yeah.
Michigan, nigga, you know how we do it.
You know how we do.
Dirty club.
Dirty club.
Stand up, man.
Stand up.
You know how we do it. Let's go.
Hats off, cause we hold the crown. Miss Coalition, man, we world renowned. Hats off, cause we hold the crown.
We spit lyrics that's ignorant, penetrate to your pigment. Now my lyrics, they likened to a tree with water. My foundation's firm, so I'm ready for harvest. Now every realm's departed, embezzled with garments. So I'ma slang your corpse like we back in the market. Your great sight is dug, so the deeper the colder. But my life is God, so I stand like a soldier. And my lyrics, they okra, chitlin', circuit the sofa. The truth is, the booth is that I'm holding is bolder. Your drug sale increased, so no church in a while. Your death before the sign of two strikes in the file. I listen to dead people like Michael and Marvin, but my struggle is real, so my people are starving. Now we seeing the problems and we paying it homage. We hoping it goes away, but it's running for mileage. I'm so poetic, embedded in the souls of man. My fans be loving scene like their name was Sam.
Hats off, cause we hold the crown. Miss Coalition, man, we world renowned. Hats off, cause we hold the crown.
We spit lyrics that's ignorant, penetrate to your pigment.
King of the hill, Hank Hill, guts hanging out. Raid, explode, ignite like Strickland propane. Pro name, Black Bull, Luau Tang. Only Jordan can hold my boss when I rap with Haynes. Slave to the money, shackled with two chains. Titty boy fame, rhymes are simple and plain. Never catch me in tight gear with spiked hair. White lines across spike and gremlins too. Transform like Gizmo when I hop out the pool. And Donica's too, I'm like fuck the rules. Step on niggas till my cleats see through. Till death do its part, the coalition is my crew.
Nah.
Jackhammer tracks with cement semen. After I'm done, I handed my balls like Willie Beeman. Glutton for punishment, razor blade through the stomach. Snatch out your navel, no cane, I was able.
Hats off, cause we hold the crown. Miss Coalition, man, we world renowned. Hats off, cause we hold the crown.
We spit lyrics that's ignorant, penetrate to your pigment.
Hats off, cause we hold the crown. Miss Coalition, man, we world renowned. Hats off, cause we hold the crown.
We spit lyrics that's ignorant, penetrate to your pigment.
there. Definitely another banger coming from the Fifth Coalition, that one featuring Bizarre called Hold the Crown. It would definitely been a fantastic interview, brother. We definitely appreciate, you know, your time in that regard. Now, before we move into the next segment, you know, please get everybody, you know, your information so they can stay abreast of you and any of the future tour dates that you're going to have coming up and anything else the Fifth Coalition and yourself has going on.
Definitely. You can go to Fifth Coalition. We keep our information and stuff like that on any of the Fifth Coalition pages, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, pretty much all across the board. You can hit me personally, Seldom Seen, at CELDOMSEEN, aka John Muhammad. Facebook, you can usually put just Seldom Seen in there and it'll pop up. But Facebook, Instagram, just pretty much all across the board, TikTok. We always putting content up and keeping dates and stuff so that everybody's aware with, you know, which move that we making. So yeah, you can go to any one of those. We got Big Shotty, Six Man, it's just Keys. We got a whole bunch of cats that's in the mix with us. But yeah, hit those hit one of those and you'll find everybody that we mess with.
All right, fantastic. Now, don't go nowhere, brother. Don't go nowhere because we want you to, you know, to hang out with us and, help us, analyze some of this music that we're getting ready to play. So hold on tight. All right, Dirty Basement Radio,
yes,
DJ Sincere, Mr. Roar. I got my homegirl, Miss Knockout, in the building, special guest judge for this afternoon. So hold on tight, and we'll be right back.
We serious out here in these streets. They be out here capping. You know what I'm saying? I'm the new wave in these streets.
Knockout.
I'm the new wave in these streets.
What's happening? No capping. What's happening is you slacking. It's real out in these streets. Suckers keep the beat. Haters get you weak. They capping as we speak. No capping. No capping. What's happening is you slacking.
To the dope. No, play me playing yourself, just so you know.
No,
can't tell the difference between a friend or a foe.
No,
I get the loot, you in the poop, clucking and sucking your life away. You want the smoke, baby, let's do it. I got nothing but time today. I don't catch feelings, I catch meals.
No,
I check and take the beef off the grill.
No,
I'm out here hotter than wasabi.
No,
hating as a broke man's hobby.
No, what's happening?
Yeah. Dirty Basement Radio, no cap. That's a banger right there. We got the original Miss Knockout in the building with us. What's going on, hon?
What's up?
All right, well, it's all good. I definitely appreciate you being in the building. All right, definitely appreciate that. So now it's been a little minute since you've been here, so why don't you give us a quick update on the ongoings of Miss Knockout real quick before we get into this going now.
Okay, so first off, what's up, y'all? I'm Miss Knockout at The Real Miss Knockout on Instagram. So I'm working on new music. I got new music coming this summer. We mixing new songs, do some release and some videos this summer and stuff. And and by the way, the actor that he was talking about is Mark John Jeffries. He's actually a really good friend of mine and also one of my acting coaches that was in the movie that he was talking about. I didn't catch the name of the movie, but Mark John Jeffries, Young 50 Cent. And so we working on new music, and I'm just opening back up, so I'm getting ready to get back to the acting thing, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just still working. I got the eyelash line and the beauty supply store online, www.missknockout.com. And that's what it is.
Okay. All right, that's what it is. Definitely staying busy. Doing your artist and your entrepreneur thing, you know what I'm saying? I'll be seeing you on your IG live, you know what I'm saying, at times. Definitely has a real a good IG live. Also, make sure y'all check her out. That's Real Miss Knockout on IG. Now, we're getting ready to get into this going on right now. My dude, Mr. Roy, is a little bit under the weather right now, so I'm going to do the disclaimer. So hold on. Let's get ready. That time for the going over. We test a number of artists, independent artists, and sometimes not so independent artist music here. I give you live, real feedback, all right, on air, all right, with my rotating panel of guests and callers. And we have a couple of guest judges in the building today that have agreed to give their assessment of some of these songs. Now, I don't listen to these songs ahead of time, so if you don't like these joints, don't get mad at the DJ. It's not my fault. These songs are songs that have been placed out there in the marketplace. Some have been sent to me directly. Some of I picked up from my record pools. All right, joints be coming in these record pools that I'm a part of. So we're going to test out some of these songs. We're going to get some real live feedback right here, right now. All right, I got my dude, Mr. Roar, and I know he's ready to go as far as that goes. So let me get these songs ready for y'all. Now, I don't listen to these songs ahead of time, all right? So I don't know what they sound like. I'm listening to them for the first time right here with you, all right? Now, we definitely invite the artists. I do my best to let the artists know that we intend on testing out their songs. So if they want to be in the building, they're definitely welcome to be so. And we do have one artist that sent me the song. My dude, Uptown Bam, is in the building. We got a song we're going to be testing out from him a little bit later on during the course of this segment. Bam, you still with me? I don't know where Bam at. Bam, you in the building? All right, we're going to see if we can get him back connected maybe a little while later on and see if he's in the building so we could see what he has to say about what y'all might have to say about his song. All right, well, first song up on deck, let's see. We got the song artist by the name of Rock Out Cell. All right, this song is called Heaven or Hell. All right, well, I hope it's not the latter on my ears at least. Let's see what he's talking about. Go and know.
Thank you.
right, that's Rock Out Cell. All right, that joint is called Heaven or Hell. Let me see what my folks think about that one. All right, let me start off with my girl, Miss Knockout. Miss Knockout, what do you think about that song?
What's up? So was that the whole song? Just a quick question.
No. We don't play the whole song. We play about the first 60 to 90 seconds of the song.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, so the song was cool. I felt it could have been mixed a little better. You know what I'm saying? I like the melodicness. The beat was cool. I think the beat should have, you know, it could have been switched up a little bit more, like with some more dropouts. But other than what, it was a cool vibe, though. I like the way he's going with it. Very melodic-like. Yeah, it was cool.
Okay. All right. So she's on board with that song. All right, let me see what Seldom Seen thinks about the song. What do you think about that song, brother?
Yeah, it's kind of hard to, you know, we're listening over the phone, so I won't judge him on his mix or anything like that because it's, you know. I really do like people who are different, and right now we got too many artists trying to sound like one another. So as soon as I heard him, other artists came up in my mind of, oh, okay, he sound like, you know, this, that, this. It was a cool song, but I would have to hear more from him, so I'm not going to give it to him on that one.
Okay. All right. Looks like we're going half and half right now. All right. Let me see what Mr. Roy has to say. Mr. Roy, what do you think about this? Mr. Roy? Looks like I lost you.
Yeah.
Did I lose you, Mr. Roy?
Said,
are you with me?
No, I had it on mute myself. I said, it sounds like too much of what's going on. And then if I got to struggle to understand your slang, it means I got to listen to the song 2 or 3, 4 times. And that's how they get the songs to grow on you. But just like Seldom said, I could think of a few people that sounds like. Not for me this time around.
Okay. Well, I wasn't really feeling that song myself. The voice, I found the voice to be kind of annoying just by itself. So I really couldn't really get into the song. I think I got my brother H in the building, all right, and the brothers from the lounge. Let me see if I got that right. H, what's good?
Hey, what's going on, Spencer? How are we doing out today? A wonderful day in New York City.
Yeah, beautiful day. It's kind of hot outside, actually. It's kind of hot outside. So did you get to check out that last song we just played?
Oh, yeah, I heard the last song. Well, I'm kind of on the fence with him. This, you know, didn't really sway me or anything. But I'll give it a shot.
Okay. All right. I look like that's kind of 50-50, Mr. Raw. I don't know. We got to put that one up on the fence. I got a 951 area code right now. Let me see if they want to play along. 951, you're live on the air.
Y'all know what it is, bosses with my nizzle. We so focused.
Boss Hog in the building. What's good, my family?
What up, you? It's going to be a no for me.
All right, straight like that. That's straight up. Don't need no more than that. Enough said. I appreciate Boss Hog coming through in the building, man. So, you know what I'm saying? What's like the latest going on with you, man? Is, you know, So Focus going to be hitting the airways?
Oh, man. I was just talking to my boy this morning about getting it back cracking, man. It's in the works. I'm trying to get my mojo back.
Okay. All right. That's what it is.
I do gotta put it out there. Me and Mr. Raw got something cooking, so I think y'all gonna like that.
All right. Definitely looking forward to hearing some new music coming from you and Mr. Raw. I know that's definitely going to be some heat right there. So, you know what I'm saying? If you can hang out with us for a while, you know what I'm saying?
I'm rocking.
All right, that's what it is, my man, Boss Hog in the building. All right, telephone lines are open. If you want to play along, 563-999-3050. I got a 631 area code. Let me see who this is right here. 631, you're live on the air. You want to play along with the going no? 631, talk to me. What's good?
Hello?
Yep. You're live on the air, 631, Dirty Basement Radio. How are you?
Doing pretty good. Looking for Uptown Bam. Waiting for his music to play. Big fan.
Who you say, Big Ben?
Uptown.
Oh, Uptown. Oh, Uptown Bam. Okay, no doubt, no doubt. We got an Uptown Bam fam that's in the building hanging out waiting on his song. All right, we're going to get that on in just a minute. Give me just a minute. We're going to get that on, all right? That's what it is, all right? That's what your artists need to do. Get your fans to call in and support your music. All right, we got Uptown Bam coming on in just a couple of minutes. We're going to be testing out his song here, too. But the next artist up on deck goes by the name of Royalty Tarantino, and this song is called High Class. Let me know what y'all think about this one.
Man, I like my woman classy, a little nasty. Yeah, she always bought a business, but she kinda flashy. When she get drunk up on that liquor, she try to harass me. When we alone, she take her clothes all right in the backseat. Man, I like my woman classy, a little nasty. Keep it real with a nigga, on like when you gas me. If it's ever about some money, she gon' run it past me. Say she tryna run her bag, or she tryna catch me. Say she tryna run her bag, or she tryna catch me. Mother niggas that's around, they will not outlast me. You ain't wanna hear the truth, but girl, you shouldn't have asked me. When I stopped and parked the clock, you thought you seen her trap me. You know she gon' hold it down when I go out of town. Pay attention, I'm regardless of how I move around. I tie a rope into her toe, I'm never out of bounds. She put me in a better mood when she come around. Even call my phone if it ain't about no bread.
All right, that's Royalty Tarantino. That song is called High Class. Let me give Mr. Raw first go at this one. Mr. Raw, what do you think? Mr. Raw, you
like
back on mute again. Mr. Raw, where you at?
I like the hook. I just think he could have gave me a little more detail in the verse because, you know, that's anticipation. Like, oh, word? You like your girls classy and girls nasty? Well, I'll break it down. How you like it? What makes you like her that way? And this first verse was like, A, B, C, D, F, D. Oh, you're missing the E, dog? Like, wait a minute. Give me a little more substance according to the hook. Take it back to the drum board, resend it, and I think it might be, I like it. But not now.
All right. So Mr. Rose giving that one a no. Not starting off good with that one. All right, let me see what my dude H thinks about it. H, classy or nasty? What do you think about it? That was worth your time. High class. What do you think?
High trash. Not low, it's high. High, very high. Tall trash. High. So much you need. You need two garbage trucks to two garbage trucks for the trash, tall trash.
Yeah, you wild for that one. All right, yo, boy, talk. Yo, help me out, man. Help me out. Boy, talk. You with me? Where you at? All right, I guess I'm going to have to come back to Boss Hogg right quick. He got a little bit distracted, I guess. Let me go to Seldom Seen. Seldom Seen, what do you think about High Class, Royalty Tarantino?
I dig his name. I like that. The music I thought was good. I think he got something there, but I'm like my man. You got to – what he was saying, we've heard that before. And so – but I think he's got something there. Just like my man said, if he go back to the drawing board, maybe tighten that verse up a little bit tighter, and try to come up with something that would just, you know, kind of surprise us or wow us a little bit. And I think he'll have a banger on his hands, but I can't give it to him yet.
Okay. All right. Not yet. That's what everybody seems to be saying. All right. Miss Knockout, how you feel about
it? I think it was kind of repetitive. It seemed like the hook was the whole song. I was waiting for him to go somewhere with it. Like, I jumped on the train, but the train never left the station. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's not, it's a no for me. You know, and it's a melody almost sounds like the last two. Like, everybody sounds the same. You know what I'm saying? With the melodic stuff. So,
he
put a little bit more effort in the in his verses to talk about the subject matter, which is, he could have went a lot of places with classy and nasty. There's a lot of ways you could play with that.
Gotcha. I look like that one is pretty much, you know, like a wash across the board. Everybody pretty much feels the same way about that particular song. All right, well, I guess we'll get to this Uptown Bam song now. All right, and we'll see what's good with that. Let me see. All right, we got this Uptown Bam song right here. It's called Welcome to Armageddon. And I see a 347-703 number in the building. Also, if you want to play along, press that number one button. All right, so let's get to this Uptown Bam right now. This is Welcome to Armageddon.
Yeah, Uptown Bam with another one. Shout out to Kamori Kamani, Edge of Madness, know what I mean? JC Money with Shannon. Kamori Kamani, we got another one. Check it out now, check it out now. Check it out, check it out, check it out.
Welcome to Armageddon, cock back your weapon. Welcome to Armageddon, cock back your weapon. Welcome to Armageddon, cock back your weapon and let it go.
Special
technique. Yeah, and I come on top, gunshots never stop. Niggas got the spot high, got a gold every time. Welcome to Armageddon, cock back your weapon and let it go. Welcome to Armageddon, cock back your weapon. Welcome to Armageddon, cock back your weapon. Welcome to Armageddon, cock back your weapon and let it go. And I come on top, gunshots never stop. Niggas got the spot high, gotta go, there's a cop. Welcome to Armageddon, cock back your weapon and let it go.
Don't get the snot box, rock your wig flip. Dropping jewels in verbal combat, I'm always equipped. See my vision, I write with my trigger fingers itching. 12 gauge, mag 10 or 4-5. Beloved Uptown Bam, Bone Anthony or Ant Live. This hip-hop generation, so many homicides. Kids that are falling, so many mamas cry. He was chasing the streets, let a young boy dream. Now he sleeps eternally, know the difference between. Men die for their family, boys die for a word of advance. When the time's right, me and the devil gonna dance.
We young, black, and powerful.
All right, that's Uptown Bam. Welcome to Armageddon. Let's get some feedback on that song. Let's start with Ms. Knockout on this one. Ms. Knockout, talk to me.
Well, I felt like I was like in the 2000s, like the middle to early 2000s on that one. You know, check it out. I didn't hear that finish. It was all right, but it's like going on in the club now. If I'm in the club and, you know, I heard that come on, would I be dancing or would I go to a bathroom break? I don't know. It's kind of a no for me because it's like, it didn't go anywhere. Like, it's like, if you do boom bap, like, it's time to show your lyrical ability because boom bap is all about the lyrics. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. Okay. All right, that's Miss Knockout. That's how she feel about it. All right, let me go to Mr. Roar. Mr. Roar, what do you say?
Well, first of all, peace to Uptown Bam. That's one man. Bam, it took too long for you to get to it. You know, you spit the hook so many times, the anticipation of you getting to it gave us a little bit of your first verse. So I think you need to retract on that. And like Knockout said, you kind of dated yourself. And she made such a valid point just now. Shout out to Knockout, was good. If we all were in the club and that was played, you know those moments of where people would either do one or two things. Walk to the bar, keep dancing, saying, oh, that's my joint, or go to a bathroom break. So it depends on what you're looking for, man. If you're looking for something to rock in the club, you're going to have to come back with a different offering so that you can keep the crowd. So I'm going to say, go back to the drawing board on that one and take back some of that beginning. That was too much.
All right, H, you with me?
Oh, man. I mean, Mr. Rourke's critique of this is so right on point. I couldn't just mirror it, actually. I mean, like I said, the beginning took too long. I was waiting for him to say, to come out with the rhymes. You know, the start was like all, I don't know. It's just, it didn't really do it for me. But Mr. Raw's critique was right on point. It never really landed. It was all up in the air, all over everywhere. But the energy was nice. I know he put some effort in it, you know. And like I said, you know, regardless of Mr. Raw's relationship with the guy, he still gave an accurate portrayal of an actuality of what it is. You know, but he should go back to the drawing board again. You know, the guy definitely has an energy, a lot of energy, but it wasn't hitting for me.
Okay. All right. Let me see if I got Boss Hogg back with me. Boss Hogg, you back with me? I don't know where Boss Hogg went to. He's doing something. Might be watching TV. I don't know what he's doing right now. Let me go back to Seldom Seen. Seldom Seen, talk to me about that last song.
Off the top, I was digging the sample because that's old school. So, like Miss Knockout said, you know, we're headed for this boom bip, that boom, you know, that New York. So, yeah, I totally agree. When you come out like that, your lyrics got to be sharp and on point, and straight to the point. That's not a club joint. That's one of them. That's one of them joints where you out on a, you know, you carrying signs, you doing a protest or something, and that type of joint to come on. But in the club, no, that's not going to do anything. Y'all hit it on the point so much with the hook. But I guess my if I was disappointed, my greatest disappointment was I was like this cat is about to flow his ass off, and it never quite got there. So yeah, had to go back to the drawing board with that one.
Okay. Now I got a 347-703. Let me see if they want to play along. 347, you with me? 347-707-703, you with me? Now I guess they just checking out the show and vibing, I do imagine. So we're gonna let them be. Some people just like checking out the show, they don't wanna come on the airwaves, and you know, we definitely respect that. We appreciate you tuning in. All right, we got time for a few more songs. I might have to run a little bit over time. We wanna try to squeeze in as many songs as possible. All right, so let's keep it moving. All right, who we got next right now? We got a song, artist goes by the name of D Hawk, and this song is called Antidote. Let me know what y'all think about it. Hold on a second. Now let me stop that for a second. Let me see. We still have Uptown Bam in the building. Let me give him an opportunity to respond to some of the feedback, and we'll still have him in the building. Bam, you still with me?
What's up, baby? You hear me?
Yep.
Yo.
Yep. All right, we just finished getting some feedback from your song. All right, so, you know what I'm saying, you got to hear what the panel had to say about it. Is there anything that you want to respond to?
Oh, man, first of all, I wanted to say love is love. Now, I mean, I got my moms right here who be my number one fan, so I'm good. But, you know, I mean, everybody, I love it. I mean, I love the response. I love the feedback, you know what I mean? And I'm always do my things off. So I definitely respect the feedback. You know, I can't please everybody, but, you know, love it always going to do its thing.
I mean, can you see yourself going back into the studio and making some of the adjustments that the panel has suggested?
Oh, I got a catalog of songs, baby. That's just one.
Okay. All right, no doubt. Well, you know what I'm saying? You definitely, you know, we definitely could, you know, check out some more of them songs, you know, here on Dirty Basement Radio when we do the going though. So, you know, if you want to send in, you know, some more music, you know what I'm saying, we'll definitely chop it up behind the scenes regardless. And, you know, we could test out, you know, some more of that music also.
Oh, man, yo, I appreciate you guys, man. Thanks for listening. I appreciate the criticism and all that. And now my Hebrews chapter 13, verse 1 says, baby, let brotherly love continue, all right? Peace and love.
All right, Uptown Bam in the building. Definitely appreciate you. Yes. All right, now, let's get to that next song right now. I was saying this is D Hawk, and the song is called Antidote. Go and know.
Been hurting fast, been planning low. Trying to heal this damage, yo. But I never panic though. Cause when I look deep in your eyes, I see something deep inside that holds a antidote.
Nirvana.
The flame from your eyes in the heat like a sauna. To be in your presence, baby, is an honor. Not making me stress and not making me wonder. You shooting it straight and not sending me under. We hop on a line and we kick like a partner. They say love a battlefield, but it's a jungle. Cause these lions roar, these snakes sing too. Gotta keep your grass cooked, cause they're bait, bait, true. We gon' break, girl.
All right, that's Dee Hawk, and the song is called Antidote. That song was called Antidote. All right, let's see. All right, Mr. Roar, talk to me. What do you think about that song?
That was more...
I'm going to need a quick go and no, though. I'm going to need a quick go and no because we run a little short on time.
Go.
All right, I appreciate that. All right, H, what do you think about it? Real quick, go and no.
No, I'm keeping the bar at a decent level. I'm keeping the bar at a decent level, no.
All right, H, give another no. All right, let me go to Miss Knockout. Where you at, Miss Knockout? All right, what do you think about that song, Go and No?
Yeah, I'm going to give it a go. He brought a lot of pain with it. You know, he's talking about something, hardship, so it was cool to me.
Oh, all right. All right, Seldom Seen, how you feel about it, Go and No?
Yeah, I dug the singing. He was on note. The beat was banging, so I'm going to get that one a go.
I'm going to get that one a go. All right, let me see if I can get back with Boss Hogg. Boss Hogg. Are you back with me? I still got lost. All right, but I got a 954 area code. Let me see what they got to say. See if they got something to say. 954, you with me? I don't know what's going on. All right, but they tuned in. We definitely appreciate it. All right, let's keep it moving, though. Next artist up on deck goes by the name of Monet. All right, yeah, Monje. All right, the song is called Dream Chaser. Let's go.
Jake, damn status, you going crazy.
Dream chaser, money maker. She a groupie, she gon' fuck me for a favor.
Yes,
on the road, my mama stressed and she gon' thank me later. And she knowing that I'm coming home, I'm busy chasing paper. Put my trust up in them niggas, they ain't had my best interest. I'm spending time with who all love me, cause that shit unforgiving. I spent my mind up on that track and somehow that shit got trending. I'm drifting, she know I'm working overtime, she missed my attention. Smiling, you can always see them smiling when they all in your face. But silent, you don't ever listen to silence. You can always see them smiling when they all in your face. But silent, you don't ever listen to silence, but it's all in your face. In my pole I trust, cause when it's cold we gon' go up north and bullets bust. He said he catching bodies, well nigga you don't catch enough. He said we dodge, well I guess we ain't play fetch enough. Jay, you ask me where I've been, I feel like an artist when you ask me that. And you be trying me, we got the match with sticks attached. Wonder why I left, same energy I felt, I just gave it back. Toxic shit, I let you in on my most personal secrets and you can't keep it, hungry for revenge.
Okay, that's Monjay. All right, that song is called Dream Chaser. Let me see what my folks think about. Hold on a second. Wait a minute, don't do that now. All right, there we go. All right, let's see my folks think about that one. All right, Seldom Seen, what do you think about it?
Overall, I did like it. I'm still a little, I dislike that thing where artists sound alike, but I get that one a go.
Okay. All right, Ms. Knockout, what's your thoughts on it?
I feel like it sounds like the first two songs, as far as like the feel of it, but he delivered a little better, so I'm gonna give him, I'm gonna go with a go with him.
Okay. All right. Let's see. All right, H, what do you think about that song, Go and No? What do you think?
I'll give it a go. I can't shoot everything down today.
I gotta get put everything down. All right, no doubt. All right, well, then we get to know Brother Got a Heart. All right, Mr. Roy, what do you think?
No.
Mr. Roy's giving that one a no? Okay. All right. All right, we're going to squeeze in a couple more. Going to be running a little bit overtime today, trying to squeeze in this last song or two if we can. Next artist goes by the name of Mossberg Calloway, featuring Manny Kors. All right, this is called The Dope Boy Walk. All right, let's see if they got it right.
I got some problems, who scamming, some problems, who jokin', you know my little problems, who shootin'. I got some hoes, who ain't nothing, got some hoes gettin' money, got some bad hoes, they be boostin'. I know some killers, I got some shoes, got that skin, don't need no rules. I got a maddie, ho, be true, you know, we don't plan on lose. To my main hoes, to my ex, no question, I had to leave that whole period. I got a bad bitch, by the bend and pull up in that man, bitch, she don't want no tears. I want me, I got a curse, I drive him like the Fast and the Furious. I said that all they say they gon' keep, I just sit back and laugh, I ain't taking them serious.
I put an M in my Louis V dope for my little hoe, got mad for helping me count it. 200 grand, that's just for your artist advance. I got the shit right on my counter. I cop a paint and pour it by the ounces. I had an op, I got the box around it. Made him surrender with his bitch and counter. Better be lucky, I ain't make him drown him. I got a 50, put it right in these mirrors. Bank account like a social.
All right, that's Mo Smack featuring Big Ben and Slat Fire. That joint is called Got 'Em. All right, is that song good enough? Y'all think that's good enough? Real quick, go and know, Mr. Roy, is it good enough? Mr. Roy, is it good enough?
Yeah.
All right, where'd Mr. Roy go? Is it good enough? You giving it a go? All right, giving it a go. All right, H, what do you think? Is it good enough? Go and know.
Okay, I guess I'll give it a go. Mr. Royal said I'll give it. Okay.
All right, he's going to go along with it. All right, Seldom Seen, what do you think about that one? Is it good enough?
I'm really on the fence, but I'm going to give it a no.
I'm going to give it a no. All right, he's on that side of the fence. He's like, that's not going to make it. All right, Miss Knockout, talk to me. Is it good enough?
I found myself bopping to it, but I wish he would take some of the auto tunes off it. I couldn't understand half of the words he was saying. It was, you know, a little, you know what I'm saying? But I found myself bopping to it. So I'm going to give it a couple of bopping to it, you know what I'm saying, after a couple of Corona.
Alright, no doubt Ms. Knockout is on board with that one. Alright, that's what it is. Alright, interesting. Alright, we got this last song, y'all. Got this last song of the day. Artist goes by the name of Pro Gene, and this song is called Blah. Well, let's hope the song isn't blah. Go and know.
I think it's time to end the discussion. All I hear is rah, rah, rah. Ain't tryna hear the blah, blah, blah. Rah, 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 rah. Blah, 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 blah. La, 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 la. Da, 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 da. I'm so tired of the fuss and I think it's time to end the discussion. All I hear is rah, rah, rah. Ain't tryna hear the blah, blah, blah. They chit-chatting about this and that. Rah, 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 rah. Fall back, I ain't into that. I tell them nah, nah, nah. He say, she say, I'm gone, already on the E-way. Smoking purple, got my mind away. I ain't got time today. I ain't going outside today. I tell them, nah, nah, nah. Ain't no drunken, ain't no clowns this way. Ain't no ha, ha, ha. Don't speak it, ain't nothing that you can say. I learned it from my mama. We ain't taking no wooden niggas this way. I get it from my papa. I don't want to fuss.
All right, that's Pro Gene called Blah. Interesting song. What do y'all think about the vibe? What do y'all think about the, I don't know, you might call it a gimmick. All right, but what do you think about it? What do you think about it? Mr. Roar.
I'm tired of hearing it. All the beats are sounding the same, man. I'm tired, man.
He's tired, but the war's worn out. So you giving that one a no?
Yeah, that's a no, man. I'm going to have to start recording. Y'all better watch out.
All right. Mr. Ross not liking that one. He's in the kitchen cooking up some stuff, so he's going to show you how to do it right. All right, H, what do you think about that one? Go or no? What do you think about it? Is it good enough?
It's okay, I guess. I'll give it all right. I like it. It's okay. I'll give him a shot.
All right, he's going to give it a shot. He can mess with it a little bit. All right, Ms. Knockout, what do you think about that song? What do you think about that vibe, the way he, you know, was delivering those lyrics?
Yeah, you know, I like the melody or whatever. The lyrics made me zone out a little bit, though. A little, you know, out there or whatever, like you said, like gimmicky. But I would I'm open to giving it a try, though.
Okay. All right, she's open to it. So, yeah, we're going to give that one a go from Miss Knockout. All right, we're going to give Seldom Seen the last word on this one. Seldom Seen, what do you think about that song?
Yeah, my biggest issue, all of them sound too much alike. It just, yeah, I get tired too. And but I'm not really with the gimmicky thing. It has to make sense. So I'm gonna go with a no on this.
All right, no doubt. Well, that closes it out right there. This edition of Going No, we ran a little bit over time, so I definitely appreciate everybody hanging in there with me. Big shout out to all the area codes that came through. Everybody hit me up on IG. Big shout out to my guest and to my guest judge. I seldom seen my other guest judge, Miss Knockout, for coming through and helping us out today. Right, we'll be back in the building next week, Saturday, so make sure you come through. Make sure you check out the additional program, and also with my dude, Mr. Raw, on Thursdays. And my dude, Priest, will be back in the building on Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Right, big shout out to all the artists that submitted today. Big shout out to my dude, Uptown Bam, for being in the building. I would definitely appreciate everybody's support. All right, they banging on the door. They telling me I'm way over time. I got to get the hell out of here. So that's exactly what I'm going to do. All right, y'all take care and be safe. And make sure you holler at us next Saturday, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Peace.
Send the alert out to your committee. Then same old nigga living in a new city, baby. Grinding for the shine, ain't taking no pity. With nothing on the line but mine like a bitty. I can grind me and gritty, pay attention, take notice. If a rhyme ain't on my mind, then I'm really not focused. I swarm on the track, my impact is like locusts. For the stack, I'm the bullet. It's a fact, you can quote a Mr. Rose, locomotive. Spend the full speed ahead. It's the thoroughbred, you know, keeping it unlocked like a full head of dread. Put me on the spot, you understand what I said. And if you're putting up your guap, that means I gotta take your bread and make you an example with just a sample. Show you that I rock with them too hot to handle. I'll make you feel shot like you're hanging over my mantle. Cause in the game of fame, you can't even hold a candle.
Get ready now, you know what's going down. When I come around and you hear the sound, it's Mr. Raw and I'm coming through. Won't you see me holler at me like
you?
Get ready now, you know what's going down. When I come around and you hear the sound, it's Mr. Raw and I'm coming through. Won't you see me holler at me like
you?
It doesn't matter when you place me in the lineup. Watch out for the windup, cause I'ma knock it out of the park. It's don't sign up to be in the league or the team where I'm at. Cause I'm swinging the mic with the chords like a bat, or more like a whip. So get nigga, get. I'm surrounded by trash ass niggas, I throw a fit. Don't give a shit about the YouTube is that you get. All I wanna know is if you MC, yo, can you spit? If I put you in the booth on the track, is it a hit? On stage in front of a crowd, yo, can you rip? Riddle me this, I know you all can admit that the rap game is the crack game gonna chit. Prepare for the game, make sure you're fully equipped. Treat it just like a chain, no weak links, you won't slip. Picture your bars being bricks, ready to flip. And always watch your back before you start running your lip. Get ready now, you know what's going down. When I come around and you hear the sound, it's Mr. Raw and I'm coming through. Won't you see me holler at me like
you?
Get ready now, you know what's going down. When I come around and you hear the sound, it's Mr. Raw and I'm coming through. Won't you see me holler at me like
you?
Now,
dirty, dirty, dirty.